W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. People in and around Washington, D.C. were caught off guard yesterday when a sonic boom was heard and felt on the ground. Some people caught it on their home security cameras. That came from an F-16 fighter jet that was sent to intercept a wayward private plane. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio tells us what happened.
The pilot did not respond to repeated attempts to contact the plane, and it later crashed in a wooded mountainous area in western Virginia. A U.S. official says the F-16s did not shoot the aircraft down. Virginia State Police say they found no survivors.
China's defense minister is now aggressively defending sailing a warship close to an American missile destroyer in Taiwan, and has warned the West to stay away from China's borders. But CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says the U.S. is now responding.
The American Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, called on Chinese leaders to rein in dangerous conduct in case an accident spiraled out of control.
Republican Nikki Haley took questions from Iowa voters last night during a CNN town hall. She covered everything from veterans' health care to abortion.
I think we can agree on the fact that contraception should be accessible. And I think we can all come together and say any woman that has an abortion shouldn't be jailed or given the death penalty. Can't we start there?
The former governor and UN ambassador is running for president in 2024. Texas police say one person died in a shooting while getting a haircut at a mall yesterday in San Antonio. Whitney Roundtree took cover with her daughter.
We were just in a store and all of a sudden everybody just started running and they said, there's a shooter, we're going to lock it down. And so that at that point we were just escorted to the back of the store and prayed for safety.
Police say this was a targeted attack. Gas prices could be going up soon.
Saudi Arabia says it will reduce how much oil it sends to the global economy. Starting in July, the country will cut 1 million barrels per day. They say they're doing it to, quote, bring stability to the market. This will be the third cut, and all told, OPEC Plus has now dropped production on paper by 4.6 million barrels a day. Experts say this new cut would likely push up oil prices in the short term, but the impact after that would depend on whether Saudi Arabia decides to extend it. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The NBA Finals are now tied at one game apiece after the Miami Heat beat the Denver Nuggets 111-108 in Game 2. Miami head coach Eric Spoelstra.
This is a very tough opponent. They have our full respect for sure.
Game 3 heads to South Beach on Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Cut. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. On the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing, advertise today. Day with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 81 today, under cloudy skies, northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lowest dip down to about 58. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, highs level off around 75. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday, decreasing clouds by Thursday. Highs in the mid-70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
It's payday. We gotta get that cheese.
Welcome back to 9:15. Well, it is 9:15. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zomers catching me off guard. It's been a while since we heard that song, Mr. Zomers.
It has, but we're talking about money, so I figured I might as well get another day of goofy songs in.
Of course. And who is that again?
Too Short.
Too Short. Too Short. I just love some of these names.
Get that cheese by Too Short.
So when you see him on the street, do you say, "What up, Too Short?" Is that what you call him? Too Short? Or is it like, just does he go by Two? Or
no,
Short? Or
I don't
Shorty?
Know. I don't know. I might have to do more research into the times of Too Short.
If you're a common person, it's Too Short. If you know him kind of well, it's Short. If you know him really, really well, it's simply Bill.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's an old Paul Schaefer line. I don't know. All right. But yes, we are talking about get that cheese, get that money. Talking about the Joint Finance Committee. If you want to join this conversation, if you disagree with me, fine, call in. Would love to have Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz call in, by the way. Here's the number, 715-388-7155. Are you a little outraged by the Joint Finance Committee yesterday stripping out $750 million to improve broadband in Wisconsin? Are you a little outraged by the fact that Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz voted to give $2 million to the Green Bay Packers to host the NFL draft while looking the people of Richland County in the face and saying, there is no money to save the campus? Does that make you a little ticked off? Give us a call. 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. Would love to hear from you. And look, I got a little emotional last segment. And I realize sometimes it's not, you don't like to hear people screaming at you in your radio. But here's the deal. This is what incenses me. This is what just grates at me and makes me so emotional. As long as politicians and elected officials are telling us the truth and leveling with us, and they can't do what you want or what I want, I can accept that. As I said, on this national debt ceiling reduction bill, paying off the debt, the debt ceiling bill, raising the debt ceiling, pardon me. It was a pragmatic bill. People on the right and people on the left, the far right, the far left, were ticked off about it. Centrists won in this national debt ceiling bill. Not everybody got what they wanted, but the core things were protected. It's a good bill overall. Helps us to not default on our national debt. Could have done catastrophic damage to our economy, catastrophic damage to world markets, catastrophic damage to individuals, particularly senior citizens and veterans. All that's now been avoided. President Biden is going to sign this into law. He is going to address the nation tonight at around 6 o'clock Central Time, Wisconsin time. Great news for the United States of America and for the world. But not everybody got what they wanted. So I can accept not getting what I want or what other people want as long as there's a valid reason for it. What Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz did on the Joint Finance Committee yesterday, there's no reason for it. Remember, there is a $7 billion surplus of our tax money in Madison. $7 billion. And the governor put in $750 million to help expand broadband, to give our rural communities an equal shot at economic development. If the pandemic taught us anything, it showed and laid bare the inequality between rural access to the internet versus urban. And if we want to recruit businesses to come to our rural communities, not only just for the, the business side of it, but for the families who move to our communities, we have to have broadband for people to do school, in some cases, to certainly do work, and quite frankly, entertainment. It all works together. It is an economic development driver, broadband technology. And Republicans, including Howard Markline, who is the co-chair, and Tony Kurtz, who sits on the committee, both in the majority party, gave a big middle finger to Southwest Wisconsin yesterday. Took it out. And I think Howard's comment was something like, well, there are companies already working on this. Yes, well, guess what? I used to be in the building. I worked for Dale Schultz. I worked for the senator who represents the 17th Senate District. And guess what? We had private companies, AT&T, Telecom, others came in. And they admitted, well, there was no reporters around. Yeah, we're working on it. But we just don't have the same number of subscribers or possible subscribers in those rural areas. What have I said time after time? One of the most sage advice I ever received in my life was from Jeff Perry and I's former communication professor, Jack O'Neill, who used to start every class by coming in and writing a big dollar sign on the blackboard or the dry erase board. He'd say, it all comes down to that. What's new in your world? Right, Jeff? Am I right? He said, right.
He nodded.
He nodded.
The microphone was across the table.
And I thought to myself, I don't know what you thought, Jeff. I thought at the time, I thought, what the heck does he mean by that? You know, like, what does he mean?
Yeah. Same with me. As time has gone on, though, like you were just saying there, it becomes more and more apparent and it in just about everything.
Jack was 100% right.
Yeah, he sure was.
It all comes down to the dollar sign. It all comes down to money. And so, and the point is that Howard knows this. Howard Markline knows this. He's trying to BS us. He knows. He's met with these same companies that I met with when I worked for Dale Schultz. He knows that these private companies, they kind of are like, yeah, we want to help out. But at the end of the day, we have to report back to our investors, our board. And quite frankly, because of lower populations in rural Wisconsin, we don't have the opportunity to make as much money. Therefore, they're either going to put rural Wisconsin on the end of the expansion lines, or they're simply not going to go there at all. So it becomes incumbent upon the state to invest to provide equality when it comes to broadband access. Governor Evers did that. And yesterday, Tony and Howard stripped it out of the budget. They also took out money for a new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. You know what they did? They did fund. And by the way, I'm all for this. They're replacing the football practice facility, the shell, on the UW Madison campus. Like $200 million. They voted for that. And by the way, I agree with that. And people say, well, Todd, why are you for putting all this money into athletics at Madison? Because the football program and the men's basketball program in particular, when you have successful programs there, the revenue that comes in from those programs, much of it goes to the general fund to fund the university. It doesn't all stay with athletics. People don't understand that. That Donna Shalala, that's why there should be a statue of Donna Shalala at the UW Madison campus, because when she got there, she understood this, that if we want to make our university one of the premier public universities in the world, we have to have a top-rate athletic program that brings in revenue to fund a lot of our academics. And that's why she hired Pat Richter, and she went out and got Barry Alvarez and turned it all around. And then they got Bo Ryan and Dick Bennett before Bo Ryan. And the successful athletic programs help fund academia. I'm fine with that. It's great that they approved the new practice facility for the football program. But almost right across the street, I mean, literally within a block and a half, is the engineering school. And there's a great article by Kimberly Wethall from the Wisconsin State Journal from back in February, February 13th. Let me give you a couple of details. UW-Madison will aggressively seek a new College of Engineering building as its top priority in the upcoming state budget cycle as growth stagnates and facilities compete with one another for coveted and increasingly limited lab space. Even with six buildings, space is limited. The college's newest building is two decades old. Space constraints are immediately obvious throughout all the buildings as equipment and filing cabinets line the hallways, regardless of where you are. In many of the labs, the only open space left is narrow walkways. A proposed new 340,000-square-foot building on the engineering campus would offer flexible lab adaptable space for future technology. It would also allow the college to increase student enrollment. Get this, as it can currently accept 1,200 new students out of nearly 8,000 yearly applicants, according to the College of Engineering Dean Ian Robertson. the audacity of Republican legislators to close down the Richland campus and say, well, there's no enrollment there. Even though they know Richland was set up for failure by Ray Cross and Jay Rothman and others. Then you look at the engineering school at Madison. They have 8,000 yearly applicants and only have the space to accept 1,200. People are competing to get into the University of Wisconsin-Madison Engineering School. And here's an opportunity to use part of our $7 billion surplus to invest in our premier engineering campus in the world, by the way, to create, get this, more economic development, more jobs, job creators, and Republicans who consistently say and constantly say it's all about jobs. You got to be able to prove you make jobs. One of the biggest job creators, and because a Democratic governor, Tony Evers, helps put it in his budget, they vote no. Remember a couple of months ago when we reported on this program, the State Building Commission? That's chaired by the governor, who traditionally is the one to approve these things. The building commission, the Republicans on that, basically forced that decision into the Joint Finance Committee. This is not the normal procedure for the building commission or for buildings on campuses. Why do I know that? Because my boss used to be the majority leader and he sat on the State Building Commission. Don't let Howard Markwein and Tony Kurtz fool you. They're playing games with our tax money, giving $2 million to the Packers while cutting education, while cutting the campus. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. People around Washington, D.C. are talking about a sonic boom yesterday caused by U.S. fighter jets dispatched to stop a private plane that was off course and eventually crashed. Here's CBS's David Martin.
It's not yet clear why the pilot failed to respond, although one possibility is he was incapacitated for some as yet unknown reason.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley addressed immigration issues during her CNN town hall last night.
We will keep the provisions of Title 42, and instead of catch and release, we will go to catch and deport. That is the way we will stop the bleeding on our border. We have to do this.
The Miami Heat clinched game two last night against the Denver Nuggets, 111-108. Nuggets head coach Michael Malone says his team's got some work to do.
We just were not nearly as disciplined as you need to be in the NBA Finals.
Game 3's Wednesday in Miami. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Water is one of nature's most beautiful and life-sustaining resources. Through no fault of their own, many Wisconsin utility customers are facing a shutoff to their water service. This leaves them without the one life-giving resource we all take for granted. And those hardest hit? Families on fixed incomes, the elderly, and our veterans. If you or someone you care about needs a hand up, your local Wisconsin Energy and emergency service providers are working together to keep you safely in your home and your water, heat, and power on. If you are in danger of losing your water service, call 1-833-426-9472. That's 833-H2O-WISC. Or visit us online at wisconsinwater.help. You may not ask for it, but we're here to help.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK. Okay.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show. It is now 9:33 on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers and Mr. Jeff Perry, our producer and engineer. Welcome back to the show. Talking about the Joint Finance Committee action yesterday, talking about money, welcoming your phone calls, 715-388-7155. Again, 715-388-7155. What do you think? State Senator Howard Markline, State Representative Tony Kurtz on the Joint Finance Committee yesterday, cutting out money for broadband to service Southwest Wisconsin, all of rural Wisconsin. Also, cutting money for a new engineering building at the College of Engineering, which would bring in more people to service, to fill more jobs in Wisconsin that are very much needed. Meanwhile, they give the Green Bay Packers $2 million that could have been used to save the Richland campus, gave the Packers $2 million for the NFL draft. Let's go to the phones. Beverly in Richland Center. Bev, always great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
I say congratulations, Todd. I appreciate your rage this morning. All of us should be as furious with these guys as you are. Don't apologize for it. Keep going.
I don't want to get screechy on the radio, but it's just the injustice of it, right? I mean, that's what ticks me off the most, is that they can, because I've been to these meetings, not all of them, but many of them, in the Richland campus, and I know a lot of these people personally. They're wonderful, salt-of-the-earth, hardworking people. That campus would not have been there. It would not have thrived had it not been for all the folks in the Richland community. And to see Howard and Tony come out there and just glad hand and flat out lie to them. I was there the night they said, well, our hands are tied. Our hands are tied. There's nothing we could do. Well, they found $2 million.
Yeah, I was there too.
They found $2 million, Bev, for the Green Bay Packers yesterday.
Yeah, the hypocrisy of these guys is just kind of overwhelming. And that theatrical performance by Tony at the Richland Center meeting was just almost nauseating to me. I just couldn't believe that. But, you know, I was thinking about this engineering and not supporting the engineering program.
Right.
But if you think about it, there's a consistency there. Because if you're not going to fund broadband, if you're not going to fund infrastructure, what do you need engineers for?
Well, that's a great point. That's a great point, right? What do you think of this, Beth? I mean, this to me seems to be feeding into this narrative that we've heard from Republicans like former Governor Scott Walker and others. They're flat out now attacking higher education and the university system, talking about indoctrination of our young people and all this crap. And now they're going after our higher education institutions of learning and literally cutting their budgets to basically close them down.
Oh, yeah, and that's been going on for a long time. I taught in the university system for 37 years, and the Republicans and the evangelicals have been after education for a long time. my brother is a Baptist preacher, and he's been trying to convince me for years that this higher education stuff is just sinful. And in fact, he told me that since I was in higher education, I have become a sinner. So the evangelicals have been really strong on trying to kill a higher education for a long time, and the Republicans have just been buying into that and cutting budgets and cutting budgets and cutting budgets. One of the biggest reasons I retired early, there was so much pressure on us to retain students to try to keep tuition dollars because the state dollars were disappearing, that we were losing all of our standards.
And were you feeling that pressure from, like, your immediate supervisor, your department chair, your chancellor? Where was that coming from?
All the way down from the top.
Wow.
All the way down. Yeah. I was told finally that you know, you better give these – you got to give these kids C's so they can get through this course because we can't afford to fail them. We got to keep their tuition dollars. And that's all because of a lack of state funding.
I really appreciate this call. I appreciate your experience and being willing to share it with other listeners. You know, I'm a person that grew up in the Methodist Church. I'm a person of faith. I don't have so much faith in man-made or person-made denominations anymore, but I do believe in a higher being. I believe in a God. That's my personal faith. But what I also have a godson who graduated from the engineering school at UW-Madison in December with mechanical engineering and aerospace degrees, who's now working out in Seattle for the U.S. Department of Defense, Department of the Navy. I don't, we're pretty close. I mean, we talk a lot. I don't recall him ever telling me, oh, some of my engineering professors spent the lecture talking about, anti-religion things. They were talking about, mechanical engineering. I just don't get, can you give us any insight, Bev, having seen kind of both sides of this? Where is this narrative coming from Republicans and the evangelicals? Where's the evidence that people in the engineering school and other places of higher education are somehow trying to, brainwash our young people?
I have to keep from laughing here, Todd, because there is no evidence. with the evangelical community, the thing is, they want people to sit mindlessly in the pew and believe what the preacher tells them. They don't want people thinking. And a higher education will make people think, will lead them to begin thinking things through for themselves. And that, they can't afford that. They simply cannot afford that. They'll lose people if that happens.
And that's just enormously sad to me. I mean, indeed. whether... Again, I mean, I've been to some good churches where they talk about hope. They talk about, the promise of hope, about actually Christ's example of accepting everyone and loving everyone. That's actually Christianity, right? That's what real Christianity is actually about, if you actually read the Bible. But to have people bastardize the Bible and turn it into this kind of political, this sick political, conservative, neo-fascist mix of religion, it's both sad to me and dangerous for our country.
Yes, yes it is. And what it is with the evangelical community that I grew up in, they spend more time in the Old Testament, which really isn't Christian, it's Jewish, which is fine. But the New Testament is where Christ is. That's where Christian is. Right. And that's where they teach love. The Old Testament is where all the judgment is, and that's where they want to stay.
I always, some of these people you say, well, you realize that Christ was a Jew. Well, no, he wasn't. He was Christian.
Indeed. Well, and again, what you've got there is you've got people sitting in the pew and just believing what they were told and not thinking. It only takes a few seconds of thought to say, yeah, he was a Jew. But they're not going to go there.
But don't you think it's, and this is the last thing, Bev, I'll let you go, but don't you think, yes or no, or what's your opinion on this? I think my experience as a former Republican as well, that Republicans don't want their people to think. Because again, they're instead of selling a platform of hope and progress and happiness, it's a platform of fear and trying to keep people dumbed down.
Yeah, they've gotten stuck there, no question.
Well, Bev, we appreciate
talking to you, Todd.
Always appreciate talking to you. Hope you join us at our noon time slot, 1 to 3 in the afternoon. We really appreciate you, Bev. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Bye.
All right, take care. Love to have Bev call in. Love to have you call in as well. Join us, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. By the way, I believe our call-in number is also going to change come Monday.
Is it?
We'll have a new Madison number.
Ah.
So, yeah. People can still call both, but right. We're going to do with the go with the new Madison number, I think.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a young guy. I've been in college recently.
Yes.
At a very liberal school at Lawrence University in Appleton. Liberal arts doesn't mean liberal politically, right. But in this case, it also is very liberal. But I took a philosophy of religion class because mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. And you know who was in that class?
Who?
People who were Christian, people who were Jewish, people who were atheists, all kinds of stuff. People who weren't sure what they believed. And what we did is we had discussions. We read different philosophers and we thought, okay, what makes sense here? What doesn't make sense? Mm-hmm. What doesn't add up? And nobody went there to try and tell the other people, oh, God's not real, or oh, right. this God's real, or whatever. It was just to have a discussion and talk about the history of religion. And we all learned a lot. And I strongly doubt anybody who came in there as a Christian was like, no, now I'm an atheist right. and also trans for some reason.
Right. Suddenly something happened, right. But I think I appreciate you bringing this up, and I appreciate your viewpoint, having recently been in college here in Wisconsin, that, yeah, there's no big indoctrination happening on college campuses. There just isn't. And I'm telling you from someone who just had two godsons go through the University of Wisconsin-Madison, supposedly the most liberal college in Wisconsin. Professors are not indoctrinating our kids in college. They're just not. To Mr. Zahmer's point, they're exposing everyone to different ideas and saying, hey, here's how this person might think. Here's what these folks might think. Here, get this. Here's history. Here are facts. Here's actually what happened. I know sometimes that history can be inconvenient for a lot of people. And that's, to Bev's point, that's what a lot of people on the right don't want us to know anymore, is history. To Matt Flynn's point, our colleague in the afternoon, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke if and until you know history. That's why I love listening to his show, because Matt Flynn knows history. He shares it with us every afternoon, 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Radio Network. That time slot will not change for him, and I am going to have the high honor of filling in for Mr. Flynn on Monday and Tuesday. So you get from 1 to 3, you get the Todd Allball Show with Aaron and Jeff. And then at 3 o'clock, it's more Todd on the Matt Flynn Direct Program. I can't wait.
With Evan, I think?
I'm not sure. We'll
find out.
It's a producer to be named later.
It could end up being me. Maybe I'll be on the board from 5:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll see.
We'll buy you lunch. We'll buy you whatever you want to drink. We'll bring in one of those chair masseuses to take care of your neck and your shoulders. You know, we'll take care of you, Aaron. If that's the case.
Hey, as long as I don't have to pay for the masseuse, maybe I do want to do like 10-12 hour days.
Exactly. It's the new Civic Media massage therapist that we're bringing into the new studios. Anyway, we're getting down on a different tangent. The point here is that our universities are essential to the future of Wisconsin, especially our jobs in Wisconsin. This morning, Chancellor Mnuchin, Jennifer Mnuchin of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, she puts out this statement. The UW-Madison College of Engineering receives some 8,000 applicants annually, but only has space and teaching resources to accept about 1,200. The $347 million building would allow the state flagship to graduate at least 1,000 more undergraduate engineers annually, as well as hire more faculty and expand research. She says, quote, today is certainly a sad day for UW-Madison, but the real tragedy is for the state of Wisconsin. Chancellor Mnuchin said. This building would promote the state's economic development. It would create significant workforce opportunities. It would propel innovation. And without it, we harm businesses all across Wisconsin. I agree with her 100%. Projects proposed by Evers for UW System campuses were the target of such reductions of these cuts. And again, it's coming out this morning that maybe Republicans might be open to putting this back into the budget on the floor. Maybe, might, if you're nice enough to us. And by the way, while we're at it, this was the UW system's number one priority in the budget. Jay Rothman and all of his staff, who are paid six figures of our taxpayer money to do their job, they had one job. Get the new engineering building approved in joint finance. And they couldn't get it done. I mean, total lack of work product. Total lack of ability getting paid six figures up on the 17th floor of Van Nuys. And Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz should be ashamed of themselves, letting Richland campus close and giving the Packers $2 million for the draft. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 81 today under overcast skies. Northerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 58. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Ring, ring. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. One of my favorite tunes Mr. Zomers got me onto. I haven't heard that in a while. Banana phone. Great song. Got to put that in the files.
Oh, definitely.
We got to keep some banana phone around. Taking your phone calls this morning, not on the banana phone, but on the actual phone, 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Talking this morning, this hour, about the Joint Finance Committee's actions last night or yesterday afternoon, particularly those of co-chair Howard Markline, Republican from Southwest Wisconsin, and his cohort Tony Kurtz, Republican in the Assembly. also on GFC from Southwest Wisconsin, who voted to strip out money in the state budget that Governor Evers proposed for broadband, particularly for rural Wisconsin. Also took out a new engineering College of Engineering building at the UW-Madison campus, but somehow found there was enough money to give the Green Bay Packers $2 million of tax money for the NFL draft in 2025. Meanwhile, UW-Richland is going into mothballs because they couldn't find $2 million to save that. Let's go to the phones. Tom in Florida, we welcome you back to the program, sir. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Yeah, but you know what? I'm not in Florida now.
Really? Where are you these days now?
Well, I'm in Sauk County.
Beautiful Sauk County.
I had to leave Florida because I had an operation that has changed me.
What kind of operation is that?
I had a conscience implant, and it became clear I was no longer welcome in Florida.
So you got out. You've been desanitized.
Yeah. You know, it used to be called the Sunshine State, but it wasn't just about the weather. Florida actually had one of the earliest and strongest state laws that required government transparency and enabling public access to government records.
Really? All right.
Yeah, but over the decades, it's been clouded by exemptions. You get that? The supermajority of Republicans in the legislature does the bidding of its master, Ronald Dion DeSantis. I know you like pudding fingers.
I like pudding fingers because he eats it with his. This is serious. And I know Kristen Bride talked about this on As Goes Wisconsin yesterday. DeSantis somehow, suddenly now he can't decide how to pronounce his name because it was DeSantis, DeSantis, it was DeSantis, DeSantis, DeSantis. Well, now suddenly he's running for president in Iowa. He's gone back and forth between DeSantis and DeSantis. And it's like, don't you know how to say your own name, dude? So I don't know what that's about. Yeah. What do you make?
But he's.
Go ahead.
He signed into law a bill that conceals all of his traveling and his schedule.
Really?
But he was found out. Yeah, the press found him. Guess where?
Where?
Iowa. It's true. He was campaigning for president at taxpayer expense using the state plane.
Wow, using the state plane of Florida.
That sounds about
right. By keeping his schedule secret, it keeps the identity secret of the mega investors that he's meeting with so he can pledge his obedience should he be elected.
Right. That's incredible.
And the bill is retroactive because he's actually been campaigning for months before he became an official candidate.
So was this part of this whole thing where they rolled back the law that said you can't run for higher office and still stay in office? So when he
that's another one.
That's a separate one.
that's a different one. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. They do whatever he wants. Sometimes he doesn't even have to ask for it, at least publicly. But there's another reason I left Florida.
What's that?
There's
Tom?
Actually a serious drought going on. You don't hear about it up here though. You see, DeSantis had his legislature pass a bill that criminalizes rainbows. And Mother Nature is so intimidated that she virtually stopped raining for fear of being tossed in the hooscow.
That's great.
But I got one dead or alive for you.
Oh, fantastic. Here we are, a Friday afternoon edition of Dead or Alive. All right, hit me.
Just one.
All right.
Anita Bryant.
Anita Bryant. Help me out. Who is Anita Bryant?
Oh, my God. She was the 1958 Miss Oklahoma, but then she became the spokesman for the Sunshine State and promoting the orange juice industry.
That's right. Anita Bryant.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Anita Bryant has been squeezed, and she is no longer with us.
Oh, I love it, because she was born in 1940, and she's now age 83.
She's still alive!
But what she became famous for was her anti-gay activism.
Did she really?
So Mm-hmm. No,
it's, it's unfortunate she's still alive.
No.
Why is it that only the good die young? Why is that, TJ? Why do the rest of these people live so long?
I predict that DeSantis will erect a huge statue of her in honor of her pioneering anti-gay activism.
According to his wife, he has a hard time erecting anything. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness.
But maybe that's true.
So I got to say goodbye now.
Tom, we always appreciate the call. I appreciate the Dead or Alive. Always enjoy those. And you have a fine weekend. Welcome back to the state of Wisconsin. We're glad you're back here in the Badger State. At least there's some sanity left.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Tom from Florida no more. He has left the Florida state. Ron DeSantis, Puddin' Fingers DeSantis, has pushed him out and pushed him back here to Wisconsin. Always glad to hear from Tom on a Friday. It is coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. In hour number three, stay with us. We're going to celebrate National Donut Day. That's right. We're going to take your calls. We want to hear from you. What is your favorite donut or your favorite donut shop? We'll take your calls at hour number three. Mr. Zommer's in with his board game of the week. And Mr. Perry will join Mr. Zommer's and I in What Are We Thankful For? A little Mimosa Friday for you here on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. So stay with us for all that. And whatever else we can think of, your calls as well. The Milwaukee Brewers, we don't have any Brewers tickets for you, but we'll talk maybe a little bit about the Brewers. Jeff is a big Brewers fan. Well, been a big Brewers fan for a while. And also we'll spend a little bit of time, maybe an hour number three, talking about our friend Tony Castaneda, who I had the pleasure of talking with yesterday. He's going to be on our program here, hopefully next week or the week after, talking about his Latin jazz band, his Latin sextet here in Madison. Stay with us more in hour number three. This is the Todd Allball Show for one final morning edition until we move till the afternoon. Stay with us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ring, ring, ring. This song drives me bananas. Banana phone. Ring, ring, ring.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served...
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through...
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.